If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a million-dollar cleaning business even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to logansCleaningCo.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy.
Hey guys, welcome to the summit. Hope you're having an amazing experience thus far. And if you're here for the million-dollar sales funnel step-by-step, well, you are in the right spot. So I also just want to confirm that you get value from this presentation. So this is really for two types of cleaning business owners. So if you don't fall into this camp, then by all means, please shut this down. Do not watch this. This is for specifically two types of people, okay? The first person is that if you're brand new and you have zero sales experience, this is going to be a crash course in sales, okay? So this is definitely for you. The second type of person who this is for is an experienced and established cleaning business owner who wants to actually scale and build a million-dollar cleaning business. So if that's one of your priorities, if that's a goal, man, stay tuned for this presentation. You're really, really going to like it. Okay, and if you don't fall into those two categories, those two camps, please go do something else. This is you're not going to enjoy this if you don't fall into one of those two camps.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Okay. It was March 12th, 2020. So if that date rings a bell, it was because that's when the world shut down. It was an unthinkable time, right? I'm sure you remember exactly where you were. I remember where I was right when that happened. And man, at the time we had an in-person gym, right? And so like I told you earlier, we had actually had a hybrid gym. So we had transitioned our clients over to online, but we actually kept the small people in person because we had to, otherwise our business honestly would have went under. So we kept this small group training and we did online training, but we called this the hybrid gym. And so the reason why this was hybrid is because we actually used our gym to sell in person, but we sold everything as an online program. Okay. We thought that was our advantage. That was like a little clever trick that we used, that we already had a gym. So it's like, hey, you come into our gym. We knew we could get people into our gym, but instead of selling them into an in-person program, we sold them into an online training program, right? So we were able to close this gap of trust. Well, when the government shut everything down, we lost our advantage, right? And so no longer could we bring people into the gym to sell them online. Now we actually had to pivot to doing phone sales. And I remember doing my very first phone sale, and it was a $200 phone sale, and I fumbled over all my words, and I was like, and here's what it is, here's what it cost. And they were like, okay, cool. I was like, interesting. That was simple. That was easy. And I was like, and so I did it, and I kept on slowly raising the price. It was $200, and it was $500, and it was $600, $700, $1,000. And man, I remember when I made my first $2,500 phone sale. It was about 6 months later, so it definitely took some time. There's definitely a lot of mistakes and a lot of things I learned along the way. But that $2,500 phone sale was like, holy moly, like this is life-changing. This is insane, right? I never talked to this person. They never came into my gym, and I fulfilled it 100% online. I was like, wow, this is crazy, right? So that moment I realized that phone sales, way better than in-person sales, right? And so when I came into the cleaning industry, my advantage was that I came into the cleaning industry with zero clients, and I came to the cleaning industry with zero experience. And so when I started looking around, I saw that other cleaning businesses were doing in-person walkthroughs. It never quite made sense to me for such a low dollar amount service, right? Like the cleaning business is, you need a lot of cleans. It's a volume service, and it just was slower and was inexpensive and it was very inefficient. I was like, if I had to walk through somebody's home, I had to spend an hour with them and they told me no, I'd be very upset. And so while I knew nothing about cleaning or pricing or how to estimate, I just picked up the dang phone, right? And I started talking to people and I learned by talking. And so the first call I remember doing, like I said, it was a little rough. And the second call, well, it was a swing and a miss as well. And then my third cleaning discovery call, well, it was one of my favorite clients. And I think that you remember who it might be, but it was my favorite client was Susan Bianchini, okay? Which was pretty, pretty cool. And so right now I'm going to walk you through the phone sales process. So if you're excited to learn how to sell the phone, never have to do in-person walkthrough ever again, like here is exactly how we do it, okay? So first step is you actually ask the right questions. Okay, you must ask the right questions. And so we're going to break the script down. We're not going to break the whole script down. And so again, you have access to the script earlier, but in this specific spot, because we're talking about how to do a phone sale, we just are really going to focus on these two sections of our script, which is the home details and the personal pain points. Okay, so home details and personal pain points. Here are the questions that we ask. Okay, these are the questions that we ask to figure out what, what we're walking into. Like, how dirty is this home going to be? Okay, that's really what we're trying to figure out is the scope of work. What is it going to take us? How long is it going to take us to do? And this is where we ask really good questions. And by asking the really good questions, we're able to develop what I call the three-tier system. Okay, and this three-tier system is what allows us to determine the level of what I call dirtiness. Okay, so depending on what tier do they fall into based on the answer to their questions, is they're going to be assigned a level of tier 1, 2, or 3. Okay, now we also need to ask, we need to figure out what type of clean that they're looking for. Okay, and so is it going to be a deep clean? Is it going to be a maintenance clean? Is it going to be a move out clean or move in clean, etc.? Right, so these are the main cleans that we do. And so determining what type of clean it is also is going to factor in to what the price is going to be for this initial clean. So at this point we have how dirty is it going to be and then what type of clean, okay? And then the third factor is the square footage. Like, how big is the home, right? How much of the home do you want clean? And so once we determine the square footage, we literally just plug those three numbers into our initial clean calculator. Okay, so this is a tool that we created, and we plug that number in, and guess what it spits out? It spits out an estimate, and we're able to tell the prospect or the phone that your initial clean is estimated at $213.55, and they say, "Cool, when can you come in?" And then at that point, we schedule them, right? But it's the conviction that you tell them because you use the data based on what they said that they're like, "Oh, okay, cool." Do they negotiate with you? Hardly ever, right? And at that point, you're able to use the data to fall back on if they do try to price shop you, or if they try to negotiate you, like, this is the price, right? And you'd be surprised that when you actually deliver with conviction, how much people are just like, okay, cool. Then yes, how do I get started, right? And so, do you think you could do that, first off? And then the second piece of that is, like, once you do it, like, how easy do you think that it would be for you to be able to teach somebody else how to follow this process as well? Okay. And that, my friends, is the value in this whole thing. Okay. Like, this is actually how you build a $1 million cleaning business. Okay. It's with systems, specifically a sales system. Okay. A step-by-step sales system. And so we did this in about 2.5 years, and it's my goal to share the best practices with you so you can do it hopefully even faster, right? Or if you've been in business longer, to do it even faster than you would have done it without it. And so because I'm a disciple of Alex and I align with his values, like, that's one of the reasons why I give away all this information absolutely free, okay? So if you want access to this initial clean calculator, and you also want access to all the resources mentioned above, like the scripts, like the onboarding SOPs, plus bonuses like automated marketing funnels, like recruiting unicorn cleaners funnels, like data intelligence systems, you can get that all for free if you go to loganscleaningco.com/masterclass. Okay. And so once you create your free account there, you'll be able to see the option to join the Building $1 million Cleaning Business Facebook group. And so inside there, that's where I answer bigger problems, right? Problems like, I have too many clients. What do I do with all these clients, right? And I have too much money. What do I actually do with my money? How do I reinvest my money? And like, now that I have outsourced sales, like, what do I do with my time now? Okay. And so I really hope that I gave you return on your time today. And just if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me inside that group. You can follow me on Instagram and on YouTube. Okay, you connect with me here. I'll go back here for a second, and you can connect with me. I'm at Logan Lee Manzanares. That's where you can find me. But outside of that, I just hope that you got a ton of value from this today, and whether you are able to build your business through the sales process, or when you're ready to hand that off to a salesperson, the sales framework, it worked in my business, and it's worked in other cleaning businesses, and man, I want to give you the opportunity for it to work in your business. So hopefully you got value from this. Enjoy the rest of the summit and look forward to seeing you grow a big old business. All right, guys. Bye.